to The County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person. Whenever we walk into a building, drive into a parking garage, or even step out onto our back decks, we expect to be safe. But how often do we think about the people working behind the scenes to make sure those structures are actually built to last? Well, May is Building Safety Month, and to help us understand what that means and why it should matter to you, we have a very special guest joining us today, Nick Pallera. He is an engineer with Land Development Services. He's here to demystify building codes, share some practical tips for your next home project, and give us the inside scoop on the big resource fair coming up on Wednesday, May 13th. Nick, welcome to the County Conversation Podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Big build up there, intro. Hopefully we can deliver on. Before we get into all the nuts and bolts and the good details and everything, talk to me a little bit about Land Development Services, or LDS, which you may hear us refer to it as. What is LDS, and what do you guys do there?
So LDS is the Land Development Services, and it's kind of just developing any properties, buildings, roads, all kinds of different things. We don't really roads deal with VDOT, but it involves the site department and the building department. We partner with the zoning and a whole slew of other county agencies and other agencies throughout the state to develop our community.
So you guys are not actually doing the building, but you're, what, overseeing all the plans, approving the plans?
That's correct.
Talk to me a little bit.
So I'm in the building department of LDS, and so I'm one of the commercial building plan reviewers. I look at when either a new building is proposed or remodels to existing buildings. We're looking at kind of, is the building safe to be used and operate how the design teams are proposing, and then we work along with the site department to kind of make sure that their side of things also operate correctly.
So you said you're a commercial plan reviewer?
Yes.
So is there a residential plan reviewer? I mean, how many different sections of plan reviewers are
there? So we currently have we're kind of broken up into two different groups, residential and commercial. But there is some overlap there. As far as commercial, we look at any kind of normal shopping center, business, amphitheaters. We kind of look at all your community public spaces. We also will look at your residential, like condos and apartment buildings. Our residential reviewers, they look at more so the single family homes and townhouse developments and things like that. And then there's definitely some overlap with some of the like live work areas that is definitely becoming more popular, in like condos with shopping on the bottom and residential on top.
So still falls under your purview.
So okay.
Well, Fairfax County is economically vibrant community. I think one of the top income living community in the nation, I think. So let's keep you guys busy with all the commercial and that kind of thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Especially in some of the, more urban areas that we have in Fairfax County. We have Tyson's and Reston, and those areas are definitely keeping us busy. But we also, a lot of the areas that in the county that maybe older, developed areas, we also work on trying to revive those spaces. And so you see, like, the trend right now is, like, typically malls aren't throughout the country are kind of going away, but those buildings are still being used and operated in different ways. And so we look at how can we kind of make that space function slightly differently, but also keep it safe and enjoyable for people to visit.
Yeah. I'm going to put my air quotes up here because the listeners can't see it, but you can. I'm going to say typical average day to day. What is your typical or average every day look like for you?
So my average day is pretty simple. We get a lot of phone calls and questions from customers and applicants on either projects that we've reviewed or things coming down the pipeline. We meet with a lot of customers on we have a great function on our website that allows the customers to schedule a meeting with us. We can look at the plans with the team of the other reviewers, the trade and fire reviewers, to go through and kind of see if there's any questions that we have just off the bat when we look at their plans. But as far as outside of kind of answering customer questions, it's just reviewing the plans, making sure that it meets code. It's a lot of reading code books.
Sounds exciting.
I'm kind of a code nerd, so it works for me, but it's a lot of reading, a lot of research. The cool thing is you get to also see new technologies coming through and new designs, new buildings. We get to see all the new restaurants that are coming out before anything opens. And so that's kind of a fun thing me and my colleagues look at is they always submit the menu. So we get to skim through the menu, see what we want to try out.
You mentioned phone calls from county residents. You call them customers. What are you looking for when you review a site or a set of plans that maybe our listeners can hear you say what you're looking for and that would prevent a future call?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, it's like, you know, main thing. Doesn't have to go nitty gritty.
So the main thing we're looking at is life safety. When an example could be one thing that we see often is if you have, as an example, a school, if there's a new school being built, and if there's a number of kind of high occupancy classrooms next to each other, and if there are doors to get out of that classroom are right next to each other, that can create a hazard. If like a fire or something happens at that location, there's no way out. And so we look at kind of making sure that there's exit separation distances and wide enough travel paths. And we look at the construction of the materials that are also being used to see if it needs to be fire rated. Does it have that fire rating? If it needs to be sprinklered, is it? The main focus is life safety. We also are looking at the structure of the building, obviously, too. Just making sure that the materials that they're using, they can make those spans and that they are accounting for the correct loading that's required for the function of that space.
Okay. So you're leading into my next question, which I think you've already just answered it, because I was going to say, you know, a lot of residents, no, not your fault. A lot of residents think, oh gosh, it's just a bunch of red tape I have to go through. But it sounds like there is a purpose, and it's bigger than just having to fill out paperwork.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially like, I used to work on the residential side. I've done, I've done inspections, residential, I've done kind of it all. We, especially dealing with smaller projects, if there's small addition or just a bathroom reno, maybe you want to remove a wall in your house, some of the things that we ask for may seem odd or may seem a little excessive. We've come across scenarios where somebody removes a load bearing wall in their house without knowing it's load bearing and the whole floor sags. We've seen a number of kind of scary situations that I certainly wouldn't want to live in, and I wouldn't want my family to live in. And so there's a number of building techniques and things that maybe people aren't aware of and knowledgeable of. And the main goal is just to keep people safe where they're living, because people don't think about when you walk into a building or when you walk into a home, you have the expectation that you will be safe there. And so our goal is to make it so that you don't have to think about it.
Right. So it's like magic. It's safe. It's there. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're on the County Conversation Podcast. We're talking with Nick Pallera. He's an engineer with Land Development Services and the Fairfax County Government. We're talking about LDS, but we're also going to be talking about Building Safety Month, which is, I did an awesome job of transition there. So let's talk about Building Safety Month. Why do we need to have a Building Safety Month to recognize this time?
So the Building Safety Month, it's a campaign put on by the International Code Council, which is essentially kind of where the Virginia building codes originate from. And it raises awareness for building safety. The campaign reinforces the need to adopt the modern and regularly updated building codes to help people stay safe. So building codes are updated every 3 years, and it's designed in a way to allow for new technologies, new materials, new designs to be included.
Is there a theme this year? I think the theme is built to last. So from your perspective as an engineer, what does that mean to you, and what does it mean for building resiliency and longevity? What is built to last mean?
So built to last is we all know that houses and rent and building property, everything's very expensive, and we want our investments to last. We want the building to stay safe for a long period of time through the life of the building. All buildings need some kind of maintenance, but we want people to be aware of the maintenance that they need to perform, and also we want them to feel comfortable in the houses that they've purchased. If you can have a 100-year-old house, and hopefully it's still just as safe as when you first got it.
Right. So you mentioned earlier that you're a building code nerd. Mm-hmm. You enjoy reading the building codes.
Yeah.
They're very technical, I'm assuming. I've never personally read a building code. But why is that something that the average listener, the average resident right now should care about, whether it be a homeowner, a renter, or even a business owner, tying it into Building Safety Month? Kind of tell me why, why I or someone listening right now should really care about Building Safety Month.
So the building codes are kind of the law of how to build. It's your minimum designs. It's your minimum standard. So if you build something perfectly to code, that is the minimum that you've done. But we should care about it. Just like I've kind of said previously, it's really all about safety. We want people to feel comfortable when they're doing work in their homes. So in Virginia, you're allowed to do a lot of the work all by yourself. A homeowner DIY, you can do much of the work by yourself. We want people to be aware that many projects do require building permits, and that is for their safety and the safety of and to keep that home standing for a long time. We have different disasters and natural events that happen throughout. Just the other day we were calling for, I think, a storm with winds up to 70 miles per hour, and that's moving. and homes and buildings, they're just a big sail that pushes against the winds.
Right.
And so you can have collapses and things. One of the common things we see is when people convert a screened porch into a sunroom. A normal homeowner might just think that if you just add windows where in the space of the screen, that you're good to go, but you're creating a large sail that has no support. And so it can cause damage to the house. It can the windows can break. It can really cause some failures.
Right.
And so some simple projects that seem very simple can actually be quite complex. And we want people to be aware that we are here, and the permits that are required, they're there to keep them safe and the rest of the community.
Well, we're coming up on spring and summer, and I know you said you're on the commercial side. You don't do the residential side anymore, but a lot of people are going to be working on decks, mm-hmm. putting on new decks, that kind of thing. So I guess the lesson to take away, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're going to be doing any work on your deck, maybe at least just reach out and call you guys and check and see. I mean, do they make sure they need to pull a permit, or help them walk them through pulling a permit for work on their deck?
Yes, absolutely. You can reach us any day at 703-222-0801. If you have just questions on whether you need a permit, and then if you need a permit, kind of what that permit process looks like. We have a county typical deck detail that it basically gets you your permit with very little effort. You don't need to draw up plans or anything. You just need to go through the detail, and it gives you a checkbox basically of it asks you, how do you want to design your deck? What kind of dimensions do you want? It tells you what lumber you need to make those spans and to do what you're looking to do. And it's kind of just a
one-stop
checkbox. Yeah. So it's a really great tool out there.
Okay. Well, awesome. I want to make sure we have enough time to cover the Building Safety Month resource fair. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it. Who, what, when, where, why.
So what is it? On Wednesday, May 13th, from, I believe it's from 10 to 2, we're going to have a resource fair at the Harity Building. We're going to have LDS along with almost all the county partnering agencies that we deal with. There's going to be tons of tables out there, lots of Q&A. We'll have, I believe, health department, zoning. And so you can, if you have a project that you have in mind that will green she shed or whatever you have in mind, we can help answer those questions. We're going to have a class also, building permits 101 class, kind of, I think it's going to be with some of our permit techs, and they'll kind of help walk you through that permitting process. And then at 12:30, we're going to have a deck details class where it kind of goes through that deck detail and helps people if they have questions on, because decks are definitely a big thing in the spring. Any questions on your deck, any questions on permitting for that deck, or just if you just have a couple of boards that you need to replace or something, we're there to answer any questions you have.
Okay. And so they can, if they have questions just about the resource fair, still direct them to the 703-222-0801.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or eventually, not right now when this airs, but eventually they can just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/land development and get more details there.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. We'll also have, it'll be a fun event. We're going to have, I believe, food trucks, some snacks, giveaways, raffles. I think there's going to be some things for kids to come out, like little activities for kids.
So I was going to ask, this is for everyday residents, not just specifically contractors.
Oh, correct. Yeah. This is for everybody. Okay. You can be contractor, you can be in the building field. You don't need to be in the building. Yeah. To anybody who wants to come out and support Building Safety Month and also take away a little bit of information. And I think, I'm not positive, but I think we might also have some heavy equipment there for people to look at, take pictures of and stuff. So it should be fun.
Right. Nick, last couple of seconds, tell us why we should care about Building Safety Month and give us your sales pitch for attending the Building Safety Month Resource Fair on May 13th.
Well, it's going to be it's really just going to be a fun event within your community. You can you kind of put a face to the government agency that's we're just trying to be here to keep our community safe, and so you can kind of get to know us a little bit, reach out. We're just here to help people. That's the goal. So
sounds great. Put a name to the face behind the phone when they're reaching out. All right. Exactly. Awesome, Nick. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Absolutely. That is going to do it for this edition of the County Conversation Podcast. Again, thanks to Nick for being here. Thanks to you for joining us. Don't forget to mark your calendars for the Building Safety Month Resource Fair on Wednesday, May 13th. Great opportunity to meet the experts, ask questions about your upcoming projects, and learn more about how our community is built to last. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.